Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Rapture Center.
Centric Church. It's Judy here. Can you hear me okay, Tana?
Hello, yes, I can.
Hi, Tana. How's your day?
Hi, Judy. It was good. I worked at lunch, and now I have to go back and work at dinner. Yeah, it was good. I Skyped with Roman this morning. That was fun.
Oh, how fun. How's Roman doing?
He's doing well. He's doing well. Right, Ro-Ro, you're doing well. Yache, buble. Yache, blah, buble. Ro-Ro, that means I love.
So did you say that you got to Skype with Roman?
Yeah, we Skype. Yeah.
Roman in the FaceTime today. I want to FaceTime with Roman.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome
hey,
to Servo.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, love you. Oh. Hi, Servo.
Love you too. who is all on the line? I can hear Judy.
It's the amazing Tana. The amazing
Hi,
Judy.
Tana. Hi,
the amazing Junior. Yeah. I know who I am. It's really good to know who you are and who God is. You know, God made me tell myself that I was wonderful every day. Like, for a whole year, he said, you know, I'm awesome. And then I made my students do it in high school. And then if they did it, they got gummy worms. And if they did it more than once, they got, like, a whole bag. But I got really good at it, you know, because much of us don't think enough of who we are in Christ. And God says you're awesome. And God says you're wonderful
yeah,
and amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know who I am, you know. I was in yoga today, and I was after yoga, I was giving out all my hugs and kisses to all my friends there that I've known for over 3 years. And, you know, the glory shines because I know who I am, you know. There's a woman in there who just, her child just got cancer. So I was able to hug her. I'm looking for her, and you know, not everybody in yoga is some new age guru. There's a lot of Christians, but you know, even new agers, they need to know the love of Jesus. So I go in weird places.
Right.
Hey, Grandma. Welcome, Grandma.
Hi,
She's
honey.
Here with us too.
Hi, sweeties.
Hi.
Hi, loves.
Hi, Mama Pat.
How's everyone?
Great.
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good, good. I've got some good readings from he and I. I'm going to read a little longer tonight, but what you know, get everybody else online, you know, first, and then I'll do some. I'm going to do about 2 pages because it's so good.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, everybody, I just want to let you know, I may have to end up going back to work here soon, so I don't know how much time I have to be on.
Okay.
But I would totally love to share accordingly.
Yeah, thank you so much, Servelle. You guys, the Lord
You're
put
welcome.
Servelle on my heart today. You guys know, so can you guys hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, there's an echo. Let me get Leah on the line. Hi, Leah, glad you're here with us.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Leah.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, cool. Servelle is going to share with us right now, and Deborah Somerset is in chat, and she wants to pray for the Harvard, we all know about the satanic ceremony going on at the Harvard.
Oh, I know.
Deborah's going to lead a prayer in chat. She can't call in because her husband will get mad if he hears her praying. Some of us have persecution in our home. So she's going to lead a prayer in chat, and we're all going to agree with that prayer. And I want to welcome Blah and Carol and Deborah and Gemma and all of our guests and Chris and Lala and Nick and Alana and Raina and Rojo and Roman and Tana and Rhea. And hi, guys. Servelle won't be here for long. And I've asked her to share with us, please, some of her experiences with the Lord and her life and the Lord. We had a good talk today, and I asked her if she would share with us, if she could come on and share with us. And so she's here, and she's going to share with us some of the things that God has told her. Do you remember the thing that he told you that I thought was so amazing today, Sirbel, when he told you? What was it that he said? And I was blown away. He said, you know, when we were talking earlier, what was it?
Yeah. About the wisdom part?
Well, that, he's already...
Oh, no, not that. Not that. It was the part about how... something about the youth. It was something about, oh, yeah, like how a lot of people have parents telling them that they're doing nothing with their lives. And I was saying that I think the truth is it's the people who are thinking that we have all this time that are doing nothing with their lives. It's not those who are actually watching.
Yeah. Yeah, because, see, Sirbel's in that age category. She's 22. She's still in college. She's almost finished. She's kind of like we have a lot of people in our church of all different ages. We have a lot of youth. We have Emily, who's 15. We have Roman, who's just turned 18. Luke, Kimberly, she's 18, I believe. We have Justin, who's 21. I know there's more. And this is a rough age because basically you were born to disappear. Is
yeah.
Right, Sirbel?
I know what he told me now. He said to me,
yeah,
you will not see death. You will not see death. That's what he told me.
Right.
Amen. He
right.
told Sirbel,
thank
he
the
said,
Lord.
You will not see death. And,
right.
So go ahead and share with us, because I've asked Sirbel to share from her unique age category, because the thing is, a lot of young people are having pressure from their families. You have to do this. What are your future plans? And then you have people like Luco and Katie telling their parents, you know, I don't have plans. I'm not going to be here. And then it gets them in a lot of trouble
mm-hmm.
at home. But the thing is, they have a lot of courage. I mean, I'm 45. I've been in the Lord 28 years, and I've already had, you know, I don't have anyone telling me I have to do something, although I have other challenges. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of people mm-hmm. going through this right now, and I really thought Sirbel could encourage us with what God
right.
has shown her and told her. And also encourage the young people that keep doing what you're doing. You know, keep standing strong.
Yeah.
So
I definitely would. I would love to. Okay, there's kind of a way that I want to approach it, like a two-sided view of it, okay? Like one side is don't take it upon yourself or don't feel pressure to just do things just to do it because Jesus is coming. Don't do that because that might complicate your situation. But God doesn't want you. He doesn't just want you to be miserable simply because you have the knowledge that it's coming, you know. And the other side is if God is placing something on your heart to do, don't refuse it. Don't reject it. Just go along with it. He's going to make a way for everything. So, don't overdo it and don't hesitate to go by what he's leading you to do. And I want to talk about, like, with my situation, I'm in college right now. I really don't want to be in college. I'm just going to tell you the true story. One day I just sat down and I was just like crying and I was so upset. And it was really getting to me because I feel I'm living a really fake life. It's like everything that I'm doing as far as like to be here long term, it's all vanity to me. So it just got to me and I was saying, Lord, why do I have to be here, you know? And I cried and cried. And then one day he told me, later I'm going to talk to you. And so then he did. And he told me it was going to be about school, and he told me, don't worry about it. So if there's anybody in college who feels like they automatically have to be out of college because the rapture is basically upon us, don't carry that huge burden of, oh, I have to get out of here. I have to, because you don't. And that brings me to my next point. He talked to me about school. He said, don't worry about it. Just focus on me. That's what he said. He said, just focus on me. And I just straight up asked him. I said, Lord, is school in the way? Is it in the way? And he said, no, it's not in the way because you don't let it be in the way. And I think that's what really matters is where your heart is, where, like, do you place him first or do you put anything over him? You know what I mean? If you place him first, then you're just totally fine. I have
brothers and sisters and tried to, who the Lord has just told them to come out of school. He directly told them to withdraw from school, and that's for his purposes. But for me, he told me I didn't need to come out, that I don't need to come out. I can stay put because he knows that if I do that, then there will be a lot of problems with my family, and there's just really no need for me to come out because, again, I don't let school be in the way. So he'll work with you. He'll work with you. If you ask him, you know, like, where do I go from here? What should I do? He will work with you because you're his child and he loves you. And, yeah, so I wanted to say that to encourage anybody who's in college or this could go also with jobs, you know. Like, if someone feels like, oh, they have to quit their job. Like, for example, with Judy was told to quit her job, you know, because of God's purpose for her. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to quit your job, but just God will work with you in whatever area you're in. So, yeah, and to the youth who watches The Rapture, I just want to say to you, even if everyone around you is against you, like, they do it to me, too. You know, they look at me kind of funny, and I can sense that they might think I'm a little crazy, but I know I'm not. You know you're not, because we know the truth. We know that he's coming. There's no denying it. As a matter of fact, I think they're crazy if they can't see it, you know. It's just more like being willfully blind. So I just want to encourage you guys, keep looking up. Keep looking up, because you are about to be gone. All these people who think you're crazy, they're going to look for you, and they won't be able to find you. Unless you come back, like, super awesome in the 144K, then they will see you again. But otherwise, you're going to go home, and it's going to be totally fine. So just trust in the Lord, relax, and expect his appearing. He's going to come. Yeah, and there's something else I just remembered. There's a lot of people who feel like, it's like they're scared about the rapture. Like, oh, am I going to get raptured, or am I not, like, are my garments not cleaned enough? And, you know, a lot of second guessing. If Christ has brought you this far, and if he's working with you all the way up to this point, he's not going to just leave you. If he truly sees that you're making an effort to put him first, he truly sees that you're making an effort to, you know, just give him all of your struggles. Give them to him. He can take care of it. He fixes things. That's what he does. He mends. So just give him your struggles. Don't try to take everything on by yourself. Because you can't. You just can't. That's why we need him. So I just pretty much want to tell everybody to kind of be at peace in the Lord. Rest. Know that you're about to get married, and so you should just totally be happy. Not sad and not scared. And that's all.
Oh, beautiful, honey.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sir Bell.
You're welcome.
What have you...
You're very welcome.
Have you, in your experiences on waiting for the Lord in these last, I don't know, has it been 6 months or longer now? How long has it been that you've been waiting?
Probably since March last year. Yeah.
Huh.
From there.
What has been some defining, has there been like a defining moment or two, that, well, the fact that God told you will not see death, that's huge. But what keeps you hanging on when another day comes and you're still here and you have to answer to people in your life, like your parents and things? How do you approach that? How do you deal with that?
How I do it, honestly, it's simple, but it might be a little difficult. The way that I truly do it is I look at it like this. Jesus told me he's going to take me, and he tells me. It helps that I hear him now. I can hear him, and he tells me, expect me, I'm taking you. I'm like, that really gives me a lot of peace. He always knows exactly what to say when I've just had enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what keeps me going. It's directly from him, and sometimes, I think quiet time helps, you know, when you just kind of get away from it. If you have a room, just go sit in your room and just be with Jesus, and he'll make everything okay, I promise. That's how I do it. And also, I think of it like this. If Jesus told me he's going to come get me, I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. I really do. So that's just what gives me the peace about it, is knowing that when he makes his promises, he doesn't break them. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. I've asked Sir Bell to call in if she can.
You're totally welcome.
Yeah, and give us little teachings and wisdom, because I met her back in December. We used to all talk on 4 and 5
yeah.
way calls. Remember, we met one night
totally.
Where we thought the Lord was angry, and there were 7 of us on the phone, and we were doing our marriage vows together. Wasn't that the best?
Huh? It really was. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord had told me that Sir Bell is wisdom. She says she is wisdom. So I asked her if she could call in and give her wisdom and different teachings that the Lord gives her at RCC, and she said yes. And I just think it'll really encourage people overall, but even in your age category, because, see, in the Lord, we're not male. We're male nor female. It doesn't matter what age we are. It doesn't matter gender. It doesn't matter race or anything. But there are certain trials that you face at certain ages in your life, and I know a lot of the young people
yeah.
are facing a lot of pressure from their parents and from college and from what are you going to do with your life. You're just, Katie gets it a lot. You know, her mom's like, what are you going to do? You know, her mom's a doctor. She comes
yeah.
from a really educated, and they're constantly expecting her to do something, and she's like, the Lord's coming. And I was saying, this generation of people, including my son, you were born to disappear. You were basically born. That is the mark that you're leaving on this world. You were born to say, to poof out of here. That's your mark. That's your
pretty
testimony.
Much.
So it does get challenging, when you are still in that waiting category pattern, but it's okay because the Lord's coming. And I just know everyone in the chat room is saying, thank you, Sir Bell, for sharing. It's really encouraging.
You're very, very welcome.
And if you're
I'm
in the age category right now, ages 15 on up, still honor and love your parents, but obey Jesus first, and don't back down. Do not back down. I remember when I was 17 and living at home, I moved out when I was 18, but I got saved radically in my bedroom, and then my mom got saved after I did. But then, after about a year or so of me constantly worshiping in the garage, I started getting persecution. She would say, what are you going to do? Why don't you ever get off your knees and do something? And I would spend hours in the garage every day worshiping the Lord. I was in the garage so nobody would hear me, but I guess she heard me. And she said, is that all you do with your life, is spend hours worshiping the Lord? But that's what I did. So I got persecuted, but I was nice to my mom. I would just laugh and say, I love you. But it's real. The persecution that you get is real, no matter
right.
what age you
yeah.
are. Okay?
Yeah.
And my son is 10 years old, and he's gotten it from his cousins, but they respect him, admire him, and believe him. But even they're like, well, he hasn't come yet. His 3 cousins who look up to him, who are a little bit older than him, the Lord hasn't come yet. The last time we went over to visit with the cousins, they're like, so I thought he was coming. And little John was like, he is. He yelled at them. But he's 10. He's 10, so he can do this. But he's like, he is coming, stupid. He's like, don't be stupid. He is coming. Just hang on, okay? And then they, backed off, But, even my 10-year-old was asked, you said he was coming then and then and now, and why isn't he here? But he's not backing down either, Sir Bell. And no, neither
yeah.
should you. You're going to be a witness to your parents and all the people that think you're nuts.
Right.
He knows. Mm-hmm. You're going to disappear. And that,
yeah.
that was what you were born. You were born to poof. You were born to go bye-bye, and then the marks that you leave. I can't tell you how lucky you are, because me and Pat, I'm 45, Pat's 17. We had to live in this evil world. We're blessed. We're okay. We made it, huh, Pat? We made it.
Oh, yeah, we made it. We've been through the ringer, but we made
Pat,
it.
Aren't you a teeny bit jealous of these young people that get to go? I am.
Wow,
yeah,
what
I'm
a
happy.
Way to
I'm
born
very
into
happy.
This life and then go poof at 22. I mean, who's kidding? What are you kidding, right? Wow.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Totally love it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we have to hang in here. Yeah.
But I want to welcome,
yeah.
Sir Bell, hopefully you can stay on longer, but thank you so much. Hey, just stay on the line.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, honey.
Joe. Yeah, I want to welcome Joe, and I want to welcome Keith. Hi, guys.
Hey, Keith. Joe.
Hi, family.
Hi, Joe and Keith. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Connie.
Hey,
Hi,
yeah,
hey,
you guys.
Have you all?
Hi, yep. I was thinking I probably have about 15 minutes. But yeah, I can stand for a bit longer.
Oh, yeah, okay. Does anyone have any questions for Surbell? She has a YouTube channel. But does anyone want to know anything about her walk or part of her testimony or anything while we have her with us?
I would love to hear a testimony. I haven't heard it from Surbell. I love hearing new testimonies.
Oh, wow. My testimony, really, it was, okay, it's kind of like short and sweet, okay. One day, it's like, this is back when I was not living right. I just straight up said, God, I can't stop this. Please help me. Please help me. Please heal me. And then after that, like, I ended up reading all of the Bible. I would just, like, read it. And, like, the more I read of it, the more I just, the Lord works through that. He works through that, like, tremendously. And I'm all healed. And he's been using me ever since. It's almost like he was just waiting for me to say that, because now he has me doing different things.
sure.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So pretty much, like, I've been, you know, living how I should in the Lord since last year, January.
Oh, great.
A lot
You're
of stuff
so young.
Has happened in that time. Yeah.
Bless your sister. Good luck, God. You say, Lord, I want to be your vessel. He really reciprocates, and it's an amazing
right?
thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But something he's taught me too, because you know I have a past that you know, quote unquote, Christians wouldn't be too proud of. We're not. I mean, it's not too bad. But at the same time, like I used to have guilt about it, and he's taught me no. That everything's for a reason. Everything that you've been through, I've let you go through for a reason. To learn
right.
So I'm sure, you know, I just it's for
right,
everyone,
absolutely.
Not just you. Like, let that guilt, if you're holding on to any of it, go. Because, you know, he told me specifically it was for a reason. Things are for a reason. So that's awesome. Yeah, I love New Testament.
I'm really glad that you said that, because I want to speak on that. You know, when God says, forgive your enemies as I have forgiven you, forgiveness doesn't just go for your enemies. That goes for yourself as well. When you feel guilt, it's because you haven't let go of your mistake. It's like you haven't forgiven yourself for it. So that's why you feel that.
That's so right on. And in my walk, it was me not forgiving myself and not accepting that he did forgive me. It took me a while. And really, I mean, having to tell me 1,000 times for me to get it. It was me that was creating the guilt, not him. Guilt is not of him.
No. It was the same for me. I definitely went through that same thing.
Right on. Yeah, a lot of us have. I thank you for sharing. Yeah, it's important. Hopefully we're helping someone that's hearing this, you know, struggling the way that you and I both did. And now that you're on the other side of it, myself included, it's just the peace is just indescribable. Grace is so amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, beautiful.
Surbell, how long have you known Jesus as your Savior?
Honestly? Ever since I was a little kid. But I went astray. I went astray and then I came back.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of us too, and most of us. And it's even written in the Word, you know, the prodigal son, you know, when he returns, how happy his father was. To the point where the other sons are like, Father, we never left you to your side. How come you love him more? I don't love him more. I'm so happy. Like right now, I'm feeling, well, I'm just so happy that he's back. Like, you know, like, it's something to be said for that. And it's important.
I love that story.
Each of our walks are, I mean, God, this has all been played out. So each of our walks are for a reason. What you experienced, what you did, may in the past feel guilt about, it's for a reason. God let you go through that to refine you, you know, to make you, you know, the fine piece of truth that he's about to harvest. So, you know, that's another way of looking at it. It's just, again, I can only share what I've done personally in my walk. But, yeah, I was, you know, a number of years ago, definitely guilt-ridden. I was like, you know, I knew God at a very young age and never really strayed, but, you know, wasn't doing what I should have been, for sure. So, yeah, it was amazing to get over that. It's just a nice peace, you know.
Right.
And also to realize that everything is for a reason. That really is something he's telling me, and it just really resonated with me. It took a while. He had to really work me through that, like guide me through, you know, a lot of things. But it's great. He will. He will, and he does. He has so much love for us. It's just every time I go to put it in words and try to talk about it, it's just no words will do.
Yeah, no words, only tears, and that's just, that's how that works. You know, when I had my moment, my turning moment, I felt like love itself just literally came and wrapped his arms around me. That's what I felt like.
Yeah. The best feeling in the world. It really is.
Yeah.
And I've made it a point to feel just about every feeling that there is to feel in the world, and nothing compares. Nothing.
Amen.
Compares to
exactly.
What the Lord can make
you got
you
that
feel
right.
Like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're all so blessed. Though.
Yes, we are. In each other and in the Lord.
So much.
Because
so.
Of the Lord, yeah.
Hey, Joe, how did your root canal go today, brother?
It went pretty well. I just got out, and I took my sister and brother-in-law visiting. We took him to White Plains. He wants to buy a PlayStation 4 or something, so he's in GameStop getting that. And then I'm going to go to the guitar shop after and get some effects pedals. I'm doing good, though. It doesn't hurt yet. But the Novocaine hasn't worn off yet, and I'm on a whole bunch of medicine. So we'll see. I'm good. I'm very good. It went super well. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I tried to call you a couple of times, but I realized, he's in surgery.
Yeah, I was in surgery then. I got those calls after, but yeah, I was like thoroughly knocked out, man. Those calls are going.
Yeah.
But yeah, all is well. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, I had something really cool happen this morning. I called in the radio show in the morning because I was taking my sister to work, and so I always call in to listen. And, I woke up this morning, and as always, I'm like, why are we still here, you know? It's just my normal thing that I do. You know, it's okay,
right.
God loves me. And but I'm like, so why are we still here, right? But I said it in a really, I was irritated way. Like, usually I'm just like, sometimes I'm lighthearted with the Lord, but I was irritated. I was like, why are we here, Lord? I mean, what is going on, right? So I was like, I was annoyed, and he knows how I get like that. He knows he needs to do something extra nice to make me happy, because, see, I'm a spoiled little girl, because I love my father, and he loves me, and he knows how I can get. So I was, like, kind of ticked off, right? And so instantly, like, right after I said that, right when I woke up, my sister, who never sings, because she just doesn't have a good voice, okay? It's really bad. She had worship playing, and she had the song by Glorious Day, and it's called, I'm sorry, by Casting Crowns, called Glorious Day. I think we have it here in our worship for the show, and the lyrics go, and one day he's coming, oh, glorious day, oh, glorious day, and she was just busting it out. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on my walkie-talkie.
Yeah, I can hear.
So, like, you should have heard her belting it out, and she never does that because she's self-conscious. I personally like her voice, but she'll play music, but not all the time, but she definitely would never sing it. But the Lord made her sing it, so I would wake up totally irritated at the Lord, and then he got me really good. Even before I could even complain too much, he flirted with me, and then I just laughed my head off, and he laughed with me, and he filled me with peace and joy. And I'm like, you're so good, Lord. I can't even, like, yell at you anymore, you know? It really was like, you guys, it was so supernatural. It was like hearing heaven because, first of all, my sister doesn't ever do that, but she wasn't even just doing it normal. She was in the bathroom, and you know how the bathroom echoes? And she did this. I'm not kidding you. She goes like this. She goes like this. And one day he's coming, a glorious day. It was so cute. It was so, so cute. I told her how I loved it. I'm like, I liked how you were helping it out in the bathroom, you know? And the Lord was just wanting to encourage me, you know, and like Sir Bell says, the Lord told her, Sir Bell said earlier, the Lord told her, I'm coming. So she said, I just believe it. And she just knows he's coming. And she just believes it, and, you know, that's how you hang on and get through each day. Most of us know it's long overdue, you know. There's
I was saying, if we were pieces of toast, we are probably burnt by now. We're so ready.
Yeah, it's just, you guys, he's, and so we're on the cusp. He's told our family that there's nothing else that needs to be done, that everything's in place. The mansions are ready. The angels are all standing outside the mansions because he showed John's vision in the early days. But he said, now, Mom, all the angels are outside the mansions ready for to greet you when you come in. All the food is ready. All the venues are ready. Everything's set. And so now we just encourage one another till he comes. But that was his way of flirting. I wanted to share that because God is fun. And I always told you, if you give him glory and give him praise and you tell the sweet things he does, you know, he'll do more. It's kind of like when your spouse brings red roses. And let's say your husband brings you red roses like once a week. And you get kind of used to it, so you don't thank him anymore. Because every Thursday, my husband brings me red roses, so no big deal. But the thing is, if you quit thanking him and being excited about it, he'll probably quit doing it. It'll discourage him, you know. But our Heavenly Father, He has feelings too, and He told me He has feelings. You know, if you don't acknowledge Him, he gets bummed out. I mean, like, He loves us, you guys. He wants our interaction. He wants us to tell Him. That's why He said He has two radio shows a day. He said, the purpose of these church services and me being the pastor is to show off my bride and for my bride to show me off. So call in and tell us, you know, tell us what He's doing.
That's so sweet.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Beautiful.
You know what? God is so cool. I just want to share this. This is kind of random, but I want to share it. I was feeling kind of upset, and I was, like, venting about it. And then, like, I had been taking a walk at the time, and I looked down on the ground, and I saw this little worm. This is hilarious, but I feel like God just literally will use anything to make you feel better. I saw this little inchworm, and I just like watching them crawl. And then I got excited, and I felt better. A worm. A worm brightened my mood yesterday. Kind of. Yeah, that totally happened.
There's a little song about it. An inchworm.
They're so funny. They're so funny how they move and cute.
Yeah. Inchworm on the miracles. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay,
go ahead. Tell us.
I just want to say this or ask it. Do you guys notice the same thing? Like, the birds outside in the morning just go nuts. They're just tweeting and chirping so loud as if, okay, imagine an auditorium with a whole bunch of people, like, clapping and, like, there's a lot of applause, a lot of shouting and roaring and a lot of excitement and a lot of energy, right? Imagine that with birds. That's how it is in the morning, and I wonder if they're talking about the Lord. They seem really excited. Some really excited birds.
They get my birds crazy. And we have four more on the way. She's laying on four eggs, so I'm all excited. We're going to have babies, you know.
Oh.
Get the bigger cage down, and keep the papa bird in a different cage, but they can see each other.
That's cute.
Yeah. So we're going to have four of them.
Sir Bell, if you can't see Cat, Blah Talk said, yes, the birds are loud for me all day and at night, too. So Blah said,
yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
that's
that.
Cute.
That's really exciting and cute, definitely.
Oh, sweet. Sweet.
Totally. Hey, guys, I'm probably going to have to get going now, but I am really glad that I was able to come on.
And glad to have you.
We love you, Sarah. We hope you we hope you okay, have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye,
you guys too.
Yeah. Come when you
bye,
can, honey.
I love you, too. Oh, yeah.
Love you
might see me just pop in on the chat.
Do that. However you can be with us, be with us.
Yay! I hope I don't keep getting kicked out. That happened.
Hey, Sarah Bell, I want to tell you that we're in chat long after church is over. All you have to do is click in a future show and scroll down and you'll find us. We're usually in chat way past midnight, some of us. So if you ever just want to pop in and say hi to people and just hang out or if you need prayer, we're just family. You know, sometimes people need prayer. We led someone to the Lord in chat the other night. It's a fun place to hang out. So just know that we're here after church, too. And if you have a hard time, just text me, and I'll show you how to do it, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Love you.
Well, love you, too. And bye.
Bye. I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, Jonathan Kleck, I really love that guy. He has 4 really great videos out today. God used him in 2012 to help me wake up my high school students. The whole school, everybody knew Jonathan Kleck videos because I showed them in my class. and I didn't get fired. But the thing is, a lot of students had iPhones and were watching his videos. And so he convinced a lot of young people, and also through my preaching and testimony, that the Lord is coming. And so if you haven't ever checked out, can you hear me okay, Pat?
Yeah.
If you guys haven't checked out Kleck's videos, I highly encourage it. What he does a really good job of exposing evil. Now, the thing is, he does a really classy job of it because he doesn't put down people. He exposes the devil and his demons, okay? He doesn't put down, like, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. He'll show things, but he'll say, pray for them. Love them, okay? So he does the best job of anyone I know exposing the deeds of darkness. But it shows you how close we are to leaving. That's why his videos are so encouraging. And his testimony is amazing, too. But, you know, because that's why I don't mind when I see darkness and destruction, because we know that that's how our Lord is coming, because the bride is not going to suffer major destruction before he gets here, okay? You're going to have trials. We all do. I have them, too, okay? But I'm talking the major destruction and the evil plans that the enemy is making that Jonathan Kleck exposes. We are not going to be a part of that, but the fact that it's so close and drawing in should encourage you that we're leaving. And His videos are excellent. The Jonathan Kleck. And he has a radio show every day. We never missed a show in 2012 until the Lord fell on our son. And then we just quit everything because, you know, we had so much revelation in our own house. But but he's a great guy. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. So anyway, how's everyone doing? Leah and Pat and Tana and Keith and Joe, what's up?
Oh, just here and staying close to the Lord and loving him and loving everybody and staying sane because I am. Like he said a few days ago in the car to me, he says, and this was, I mean, it could have been audible. You're not going to be here much longer. Like, don't get attached to anything on this earth, you know. It was so clear in my head.
Which day did he say that to you?
2 days ago. 2 days. Remember I said I was driving the car and I wasn't having a pity party, but I was noticing all the other beautiful cars, and my car is well, it's old, you know. And I for a nanosecond, I thought, you know what? And he says, don't even think about any of this. You're not going to be here that long. Clear as a bell in my head. Wasn't looking for it. Didn't think he was, not thinking he's going to say anything to me. You know, he just surprises you like that. He just plows right into your spirit, like, yeah, it could have been audible. And I knew that was him, because I try to have a very sincere and loving childlike relationship, like everybody else, and I'm very sincere with Jesus. I mean, straight from the heart to his heart. So why wouldn't I or any of you hear from him? Well, of course we do. And he's telling everybody the same thing. And he's flirting. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a flirt. Oh, my gosh, he's so sweet. To everybody, everybody. Oh, my goodness. So I don't have a moment to get down or anything. Yeah. I'm happy with him. And to me, it's one more day to reach another soul. Yeah. It's one more day to reach another soul. So I'm not going
to
complain.
To me, if he wants to do that, but to me, it's just another day also to receive his love and reach out to others as he leaves, huh? Anyway, Pat, we'd like you to read pretty soon, but before that, I was wondering, Raina had a dream right before the show started. She said, guys,
really?
I just woke up before the show. Mm-hmm. She said, I just woke up before the show. I had a dream I was eating a lot of cherry. Does someone know what that means? And she said she was really happy eating a lot of cherries. So she's wondering if anyone knows what that means. And, you know... Oh, welcome. I want to welcome Tressie. Just popped into the chat room. We love you, Tressie. Glad you're here.
Oh, hi, Tress.
And I think Raina popped in, so thank you, Raina. Thanks for sharing your dream.
Hi, guys.
And, John Berthod. I want to welcome John Berthod and Lala. We're so glad you're here,
hi,
Lala.
Hi, guys.
And anyone else I missed? No. Okay. We're really happy when everyone's here. There's 23 people in chat, and it's not the same without you. So thanks for being here.
Exactly.
Our paths left when we're all together. So Chris in the chat room says the cherries, Deborah says there will be cherries in heaven, and Carol says cherries have healing properties, and Chris Slaughter says to see cherries in your dreams symbolizes honesty and truthfulness or sweetness and good fortune. Alternately, the dream may be telling you that life is like a bowl of cherries. In other words, don't take life so seriously, take it easy. And,
in heaven, we don't have the pits.
Yes, and then Blah said, Judy, you said you wanted fresh cherries this morning. Did you forget? Yeah, you're right, Blah. I did because someone asked me, Michelle asked me in the morning show when I called in. She said, Judy, what's the food that you want in heaven the most? And I said, sun-ripened fruit off a tree. Because I remember growing up, we had a cherry tree, and it was so good in a hot day to go get a pick of cherry right off a tree. So, yeah, that's true. I did say that. No, I didn't forget that, Blah. Thanks for reminding me. Well, I did forget. But
that's my favorite. Cherries are my favorite. Oh, Bing cherries? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and, Rob, that's true, because Raina didn't hear the morning show. We were talking about cherries in heaven. So I think that's what that dream means, Blah. I think that's why Blah is making the connection that we were talking about the fruit want to eat. Blah, I think that's it. I think that's what her dream means. She didn't know that we were talking about eating fruit from a cherry, eating cherries from a tree this morning in the morning show.
Wow.
And talking about heaven food. And then she has a dream right before she comes to the show. So, yeah, that means we're leaving. It's another rapture dream. It's a cherry rapture dream.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's all there is to it. It means we're going home today. And I talked to Dustin Wright today. Mm. Dustin says we're going home before Friday. And so he's all excited.
Cool.
You know, he has a bigger jackass crown because he said we were leaving yesterday. Dustin, amen, brother. Keep up the faith. He just keeps giving those dates that, as the Lord gives them to him. And we love you, Dustin. And anyway, God bless you. And I want to say, if Jason Chambers is listening, we love you. We hope you come back.
We love you, Jason.
Awesome.
Call us.
Yeah, we love you, Jason.
Gee whiz.
Jason, you and your beautiful wife, Ashley. So I just wanted
to say Ashley, too. Sure. We love you guys.
Raina,
call in.
That's just really cool she had that dream. That's just really cool and she didn't know. That's awesome.
Amazing. That is amazing. See the coincidence, synchronicity? Yeah, that's God.
Well, hey, Pat, how about we... everyone's being pretty quiet on the line. How about I play a worship song and then why don't you read to us from He and I?
Oh, yeah. I got good stuff.
Okay, well, let's worship at the church, you guys. Let's use this time to do this together and see what the Lord might do with us as a body as we worship him together. So, Father Jesus, we thank you. Mighty Jehovah God, we love you, and we thank you that we get to gather and encourage one another as we see the day approaching and rejoice that you're coming for your bride. We are so ready to see you, Lord. We welcome you. We're excited. We're the people on the face of the earth that are saying, come, and we're excited to see you. We want to kiss you and love on you and thank you for all that you are to us, Lord. And as we worship you today, we ask that your presence would draw near and draw us closer as a family and bring healing I pray peace and healing and freedom and rest over everyone, including myself, Dad. You are our pastor. You are the king of this show. And we thank you, Father, that you want to be glorified. And we glorify you right now through song. And if you're in the chat room, just throw up your praises to the Lord through words in the chat room. I'm probably going to dance in my kitchen. That's my new favorite thing to do. And so let's do a nice worship song. Let's see. I'm trying to find one that I haven't done. Well, you guys know what I want to play. Are you guys getting tired of God's Not Dead? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, not at all. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful song.
No, but Joe, will you die if I play God's Not Dead? Jojo? Joe's on the line.
I'm sorry. What's up?
Do you care if I play God's Not Dead again?
Of course not. No. Rock it out.
You honest? You're not lying, right?
No, never.
Okay, you guys, let's worship the Lord with God's Not Dead. praise the Lord.
Love that song. Beautiful words. Beautiful.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I love that song.
It's a great
He's
song.
So
it's
wonderful.
A great song.
So welcome. Kimberly, you are so happy you're in the chat room. She's pronounced
Hi, Kimberly.
Joseph. She's 19. We're so glad you're here. And Kimberly, Sir Bell called in. She's 22. And she was talking. We were just talking. I think if you just walked in and listened to the show in the archives, I think you'll be really encouraged. She was giving a message to everybody, but particularly the young people, about what you're facing with the pressures and everything. So I hope you have a chance to hear that, Kimberly. Glad you're here. All right. Well, so we have on the line Keith and Leah and Pat and Thomas. And Grandma Pat is going to hi. Does anyone want to share before Grandma Pat reads to us?
Go ahead, Tana.
Oh, no, I said I'm good.
Oh, okay. I just want to hold Christine up in prayer because she's not feeling good. She's got a sore throat and swollen glands and whatever. So I just want to everyone pray that she I told her to take some Quetzalcoatl because that'll knock that thing out in a day or two.
Oh, yeah,
she'll be fine,
it will.
Oh, yeah, it works every time. But exactly. But we'll just hold her up in prayer. We agree in Jesus' name that she heals up immediately from this and her throat goes back to normal and that she feels good and healthy and strong again in Jesus' name. And also hold me up in prayer. We agree that my health will go back to normal and I'll be healed up as well and function, walk, and go back to work and do all the things that I should be doing as a productive citizen for the kingdom as well. And that Pat and every person and that every person in the RCC gets healed up, including MJ and my friend Ruth, who both have Lyme disease, that they heal up immediately. It's God's will that we all be healed and happy and joyful. So we agree on that in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. We agree.
Amen. Thank you, Pat. Hope everyone else is saying
everybody.
I agree. We got to all agree. People need to learn.
We agree. In Jesus' name, we agree.
The agreement prayer is like the simplest prayer that I think most Christians miss because it's a simple prayer. You just Jesus says if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will or shall be done. He says he'll give it to you. So many Christians, they don't say I agree or they don't know what to do. You can pray for hours or you can just simply agree in Jesus' name. So I agree on everything. Like you would laugh if you were at my house because every time my twin brother and I were talking, we're like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I agree on that in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, I agree on that. We agree constantly on finances and health. And so never forget that, everyone out there, that you can simply say, find someone to agree with you or the RCC body in Jesus' name on whatever you want, and God said he shall, will give it to you. It's one of the strongest words used in the Bible. So don't ever forget that simple, effective prayer, and you just simply say, we agree, like Pat and I said, we agree, in Jesus' name, that's it. You know, and that's the most important thing. So everybody at RCC should say, yes, I agree.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know they do, and that's just a good thing.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Everybody in the chat room, can you see the chat room, Keith?
No.
So we just, everyone's agreeing in the name of Jesus that we are just agreeing that Christine's throat is healed in the name and the power of Jesus Christ, and we command all sickness to be gone, and we agree and believe for Keith's complete healing. In Jesus' name, and by the stripes and the authority of Jesus Christ, we drive the sickness out as a body. All of RCC standing strong behind Keith and M. Bell and Carol's health and everybody at this body that needs healing. We just decree it, we declare it, we believe it, and we stand on it. And we thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of this healing in your time and in your way. And we pray it today. But your will be done, Lord. We know you're in charge and you know how to do this thing. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Judy, for leading that prayer. And thank you, everybody in the chat room, for that as well. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Keith, for showing up, even when you feel crappy. It means so much to look in the call board and I see that you've called in. It really makes me happy. You know, people know that host the show, Carol, Michelle, and Tana, they tell you, when no one calls in, it kind of makes you sad. You know, Jesus is running the show here. And I know not everybody can call in, but it's so great that people call in. It's encouraging. I know it's encouraging to our pastor, too, you know, that we show up, that we give him glory, even when we're tired, even when we're sick. We show up and chat, and we love and encourage each other. We encourage him and one another till he gets here. And I just want to thank you, Keith, even when you feel really bad, you know, you come in, and I don't take it for granted that you minister to us even when you're not feeling well. Oftentimes when you're preaching, people don't know this, but Keith can feel really bad. On some days, he's called me, and he just feels like he's going to die, you know. But yet he'll still call in and share a teaching from the Lord. And one day you'll know, you know, but I just appreciate it, Keith. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. I love RCC. You know, a lot of people, like, someone this week go, well, how can you always go on RCC, Keith? I said, well, there's so many things. They go, there's teaching. I go, but I love the friendships I've made on RCC, and it's so, like, it's like I was, like, the Lord showed me a vision the other day, like, if we all had to go to each other's house, you know, like, what a pain that would be, oh my gosh, right, like, in the real world, I don't know if you've ever gone in a group before where you would get together every week at somebody's house, I'm sure everyone has, it's a pain in the butt, and it never works out, because everyone's like, oh, I can't do it that week, I got to pick up the kids, or this week or that week.
Right.
The Lord showed me how cool our church is, because we just pick up the phone, and, like, he showed me, like, Pat would be in her house, she might be sitting on her porch, or, you know, Joe might be out in the ski slopes, but we all just come together in our, you know, cyber world or whatever, and our, you know, and it's like we can immediately have our, like, fireside get-together, that's what's so awesome. It's like the Lord just thought that was, he was telling me how cool he thought this was that we do that. And I think it's just amazing because we all come together in all walks of our life, wherever we're at, and we have this wonderful fellowship. And I just look forward to it. I've made so many great friends in RCC that I would have never, never met. I know Judy has said that, and Pat has said that, and Joe has said that, and Luca has said that, and Tana. So we've met some great, great, and all the people in the chat room. And it's wonderful for everyone. Fellowship is important for the bride to stay together as a team and as a warrior bride, you know. It's so exciting, and I get so much out of that, and I appreciate that so much, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
So true. So true.
Mm. Wonderful, wonderful. Is who's online today right now, Pat? Is Luca online today?
Nope.
Is Luca's not on?
No.
I just want to welcome Carol to the line. Pat, can you go ahead and read to us now?
Sure,
yeah.
I will. Okay. Gabriel was having a moment of sadness, and Jesus said, remember, I traveled all your roads. And during the day, she was meditating, and he said, if you want to gain strength to make a sacrifice, don't look at the sacrifice. Look at my joy. He says, now is the time that I veil my holiness and my justice. Do you thoroughly grasp what I'm saying? Now is the time for love, long-suffering, patience, compassion, confidence in what I expect from you, your generosity, your response. That is the true picture of your God now, as long as you are on your planet. I implore you, live in my love every single second. I don't force you. I never force, even with regard to my gifts. You are free to take or leave them. How often your freedom has crucified me, and so I wait. I wait for centuries. Don't you realize that I've been waiting a long, long time for you? No two souls are alike. None other can give me what I expect from you. I am more present to you than you are to yourself. But there are moments when you feel my overflow like a high tide of love. And then you say, it is he. How it rejoices my heart to be recognized. What distresses me is to remain near you like an outsider, almost like someone unwanted. Not to be wanted, to have to depend on your welcome. I, who would always want to lavish my love on each soul. And how can I, if you keep your door closed to me? I was going to say, if you look hostile and suspicious. Some are afraid, this is so good, guys, some are afraid that I'll ask too much of them. If they only knew how happy they would be in giving me everything in complete and joyous surrender. The most beautiful gift you can give me is your joy in serving me. Do you seek me? Do you often seek me? How can you find me if you don't hunt for me? Don't you look for what you need most? And since without me you can do nothing, what do you need more than God? Each soul is the object of my special love. That is why I am so grateful to those who are resourceful in bringing back sinners to me. Keep this in mind. Keep this in mind, then. I gave my life for them in the most atrocious torture for these poor, beloved ones, a humble repentance, and they are already on my heart. So speak gently to them. Speak with tenderness. A brisk remark could drive them farther away. And she says, Gabriel says, I'm going to meet one tomorrow, Lord. And he says, I'll give you the necessary tact. As always, I'll be in you. You will look at me and call me and say, speak through me. I'll be the listening brother. There you
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How are you doing? Are you with your brother?
No, he's, you know, he, I don't know, blessing in disguise. It's a very strange schedule. He's working from, he teaches classes, and he has to teach two classes, a daytime class and a nighttime class. And so he's working from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday,
oh, wow.
Through Friday, Monday through Friday. Yeah, see, he's, I'll just share you a little bit. He originally lived in Michigan with his wife, but because of the economic, you know, situation over there, he had a very, very hard time keeping a job for years, for almost all his married life, poor guy. And in 2007, he got a job in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm in San Antonio. So he just took the job. And you know what? The first job in his entire life where he's making a really good, you know, salary, except that he has to have an apartment in Fort Worth. But, you know, he sends most of his money to his wife. They have a house over there. So yeah, I know the Lord has a plan for him. You know, he is working on him. I even saw a little glimpse of the Lord working on him yesterday, because he was telling me about all the different TV shows that he watches when he can. And a lot of them are futuristic. And he was telling me, he was asking me and saying, hey, you know, don't you think this is sort of like 1984 coming, you know, coming to pass now? I said, oh yeah, yeah, you know. Whereas, about 5 years ago, when I tried to tell him, you know, I've used many formulas to try to get to him. You know, I talked about, you know, the Illuminati, you know, the one world government, and he just would blow it off. And yesterday, for whatever reason, he's like, yeah, you know, there's something going on behind the scenes. So to me, that's already telling me, the Lord is working on him to pay attention.
Yeah.
The tribulation is coming. And so, you know, of course, I continue to pray for him and shower him with love. And which leads me to the reason why I'm calling. And this is mainly addressed to any listeners out there who are bashing the RCC, you know, this Rapture Centrist, crazy-loving, Jesus-loving group. Okay? I want to share with all of you my personal experience being here. I've always, you know, I think I've been rapture focused since I was a little girl that just didn't know it. I was looking for Jesus as far as I can remember. And when I got saved and I started reading about the Lord coming, oh, I got really excited. But very few were really rapture centric, but that always stayed in my heart. And so since I've been saved, I've been looking for the Lord to return. One thing I don't see, you know, I've been around the block like many people here. I've been around the circuit of the organized church. And while they love the Lord, they don't talk about his return. And in fact, they don't want to talk about his return. And yet, in 1 Thessalonians 4:18, you know, 4:16 and 17, talk about the dead in Christ rising first, and then we who are alive and remain will be caught up with them in the air to meet Jesus in the air. But verse 18 says, comfort one another with these words.
Yes.
Well, guess what? The RCC is the only place I've been. I've connected with people who are comforting one another with these words. That's why we're
Amen.
All crazy and saying, today Jesus is coming. You know, we love the jackass crowns that the Lord is, you know, is placing on people. Do we get mad? Do we get discouraged? I don't think we get mad. We get maybe a little, you know, discouraged. What are we, like Judy says, why are we still here? But you know what? We're comforting one another, and we're still believing that he is coming, and he is coming. And the words the Lord gives to us are very, very comforting. And, you know, as far as what people have been saying there as of lately, you know, I have to tell everybody, this is the group of people that have really made me feel comfortable, have made me feel that I can truly be myself. And I listen to everybody in chat and you know, on the air, and everybody is themselves. They're real. They're full of love. They're full of God. You know, and there's no criticism of you know, where you go when you go to when you start going into an organized church, you start meeting with an organized church. Everything is like, oh man, you better be careful with what you say, because they're gonna have a talk with you. They'll pull you aside and say, you know, you've been saying some things that we don't really agree on. You might be talking about the Lord too much, and they're like, you know, back off a little bit. Even stuff like that, you know, nobody here promotes sin. Nobody. And I don't know where people are getting that idea from. But, you know, I will tell you, it has become a place where people can talk about stuff that is bothering them. And we are giving them encouragement. And we are telling them, look, you know, don't focus on those things. Focus on Jesus. And we're making people laugh. We're bringing the joy of the Lord into people's experiences. And I will tell you something that has how the RCC through the Holy Spirit has changed me for the better. Okay. For years and years and years, I was one who kind of had a negative, judgmental attitude towards people with tattoos. You know, what I saw was, you know, they were targets for the mark of the beast. And it's like, wow, you know, they're just opening themselves up to the mark of the beast. They don't even know it. And it's, you know, demonic, and it's this, and it's that, you know, the whole judgmental thing. But because of you guys, I now look at them from Jesus' point of view, with his love. And it's like, you know what? Not too long ago, it was in February, I had to listen to a pastor, and he went on and on and on about tattoos. And you know the whole line, the people that were all sitting in my line, they all had tattoos. So afterwards, you know, I would pull each person aside, and I'd shower them with love, and I would tell them, you know what? When we leave, we're not taking this show with us. So tattoos or no tattoos, this body's staying, and we're getting our glorified bodies. So you shouldn't feel, don't feel condemned about that, that you have, you know, don't feel condemned that you have tattoos. You know, some people just feel like they want to leave a message about, you know, they'll put a scripture even, or they're just whatever, whatever reason. But this is how the RCC has changed me from being judgmental to being more accepting with God's love, with, you know, and reaching out to them. You know, and there's even a scripture in the book of Revelation where the Lord says his name is written on his thigh. Well, you know, it's written in on his thigh, the word of God is written on his thigh. That's almost like wouldn't you say that's like a tattoo? And I showed that to them, and they were like, wow, I've never seen that, thank you, you know, because they were feeling so condemned. They felt so condemned by that lecture that they received, and I turned it around to give them hope and encouragement. And that hope and encouragement that I was able to give them came because of you guys. You guys have changed my heart to be more loving and more accepting of people, just like Jesus truly was.
Exactly. Yes, amen.
Wow. Awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
you
know, and it really bothers me that, you know, if they're thinking that the music we're listening to or is not glorifying the Lord, well, you know, that is their problem. It doesn't, I'll admit, there's some music that we play that, you know what, I don't like. It does. I mean, you know what? Everybody has different taste buds. I wasn't raised in this current generation. I'm a 60, 70, 80 child. You know, I'm not into. And even then, I wasn't into, you know, certain music. I was not. I was more into the Motown sound and all of that. But it didn't.
I love that.
But you know what? I take the music, and I make my own words unto the Lord. And if it's a tune that I don't like, well, hey, I'm going to be honest. I mute it. So what?
Carol, I think so too. I agree with Carol on that. You know, and I've told people, and you know, a lot of people have come to me on the side and asked me stuff about RCC, and I tell people that you know everybody's walk with the Lord is their walk with the Lord, like. Judy's walk with the Lord is her walk with God, and mine is mine. So everyone needs to need to focus on their own walk with the Lord and not feel like they have to copy somebody else's walk or what other people do, you know, whatever.
Right.
And you'll know in your spirit because God will tell you what he wants you to do or not. And,
exactly.
You know, for me, like, there's certain music that God doesn't want me to listen to. But then when I was listening to my 70s music last night and I was sending out to different people because I get all these 70s songs that I just love listening to, Like I was just feeling the Lord's energy so strong in that, his love, and because that's some great songs. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel so good. When, you know, so I just go by what the Lord is guiding me and telling me and directing me, you know. And that's what I want everyone to do. Always, if you have any troubles or whatever, anything with RCC or anything that you see in churches or you see with your friends, or ask God, you know, ask the Lord, like, do you want me to listen to this? Do you want me to go there? Do you want me to... What do you want from me? What do you want me to do? What can I do to make you happy? You know, always. And ask God for a word of knowledge. Lord, give me a word of knowledge on this. And he'll put it in your mind so you'll get the instant thoughts, or you'll feel it in your spirit, or he'll give you a strong feeling, or someone will just call you up and tell you it. I mean, God will work through different people around you so that you pay attention to that. After you ask for a word of knowledge, pay attention, and he'll show you. But I agree with Carol on that. I think there's a lot of... you know, like I always say, when I tell someone, wherever you go with your Christian walk, you know, take what God gives you and discard the rest, you know, and that's it. Just take it. You take what you need, you discard the rest, and just let it roll off your back and move forward with what God wants you to have. That's discernment. Discernment is taking what's good and discarding the rest and let it roll off the back and keep trekking forward, you know. If you let every little thing bother you about everything and every church you go to and every Christian that talks to you, you're going to be in a world of just mess and upside down, and you'll start to see anger and just all kinds of promotions that you don't want to deal with, you know. So just discard it, and just like a garbage thing, you dump this in the trash and you take this and you move forward, you know, and make sure you're in the Word every day. I do push that. I do like when people read their Bible every day, because that allows God to align His Spirit with you. You know, read the Psalms or anything you want. Just read your Bible.
Ask the Holy Spirit
God.
To guide you.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit will keep you aligned with the Holy Spirit, exactly. So read your Bible every day and pray, and, you know, and that's it. And God will direct your ship. He'll turn the ship right or left, or He might put on high speed, too, whatever He wants from you, you know.
But you know, when all these negatives come against you, or you see all these things that are negative, even if they see the music, pray for these people. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch them. I don't care who they are or what they've done or how black or anything. When you see a soul, when I tell Jesus, when I look at a soul who is like really not in with Him, I picture that soul loving Him, and I say, Jesus, that drives me crazy. I look at a person, even the worst that could be on earth, and I picture them loving the Lord, because conversions can happen to anybody. So no matter what it's presented, the music, the people, I don't care how black, pray for that situation. Pray for that person, that the Holy Spirit give them conversion so they will belong to Christ, that they don't stay addicted to whatever the enemy has for them.
You're right.
So we can always pray, no matter what it is, no matter how black, pray the Holy Spirit to get in there and do a work.
You're right.
Because God doesn't want, and we don't want the loss of one soul, not one.
I just wanted to say really quick, thank you so much for that preach, Keith. Amen. Everyone's saying amen. Thank you, Pat. That's a good preaching. We have a special guest here today that I want to acknowledge in the chat room. The name is the Centaur. I don't know. The Centaur? Anyway, that is the person that's right under Deborah, and that is Jason's girlfriend's daughter, Emily, and she's 15. And we're so glad you're here, Emily. And so that's her name.
Oh, great.
We Jason requested, could we play telephone on Emily? So Emily is new to the faith, guys. And so this is Emily, I'll just explain, this is prophetic words that God gives us. So we ask the Lord, what can we tell Emily? How can we bless her, Lord? And then the Lord tells us. He'll tell us things about you. And then we'll share them. So that it's called telephone. It's just really fun. In the Bible, it's called prophecy. In the world, they call it psychic reading. I used to do that. I would tell my students, I'll give you a psychic reading. And they would be like, how did you know that? But I didn't call it prophetic because they wouldn't understand that. So I would say, well, it's from the Lord. But it's not. But it's from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And, Lord, we thank you for Emily. We thank you so much that you brought her into the sanctuary. Thank you that she gets to go in the rapture with us any day now. And we love you, Lord. And we ask you right now to encourage Emily. Thank you for bringing another young person to our fellowship. You have every age group from 10 years old. No, actually from 5 years old. We have Stacy's kids. On up to Pat and 70. Grandma Pat, we're so honored. Grandma Pat here. And Grandma Pat heals my heart because I've never had someone in that age category that is really nice to me. My mom's in her 80s, but she's still really mean to me. In fact, she hasn't talked to me for, it's been 5 years now of silence. But she's
great.
Offended at what God does. It's my thing that God has allowed me to carry, but God has become my mother, so don't feel sad for me. But I will tell you that, Pat, it does bring a lot of peace to me to know that you're here and you're so stable and sweet.
Thank
and
you,
loving.
Honey.
And you know, to be 70 years old,
thank you.
To be like Pat, it's a very rare find. It really is. It's just, we're so blessed to have you, Pat. Anyway, so, Lord,
thank you, love.
Let's go before the Lord. Oh, you already have one. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead, Judy.
I just want to say that Tana and Carol and Keith and Leah and Pat are on the phone. And if you're in the chat room and you get a word, you can start putting it. And Keith already has a word. Go for it.
Okay. It's funny because the very second Judy said Emily, immediately God told me, do telephone on her. I was like, okay.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden Judy's like, okay, we should do telephone on her. I was like, that's what I got. So, Emily, I got a vision for you, Emily. God showed me like a spring well, and it's, the water is rising to the top, and it's bubbling over. And this well is like the deep waters of God,
And it has to do with the main thing he told me about you is about belief. He says you're a believer. He says you tend to believe in things. He said it's like he really stressed this word belief. He said you have hope in your heart, and you have you dream things, you believe in things, you want things to happen. He said you have so much belief in your heart. He says it's like a well that just overflows and overflows and overflows. So you have so much to offer people with your attitude of believing, and you're able to encourage. You'll be able to encourage other people as well once you get going on your path. But God says He absolutely adores that you believe in Him, and He's going to show you so many exciting things to believe in from His kingdom. I just got a flash from Him, a vision flash, and He showed me some heavenly things. So He's going to show you some things about heaven, He just told me, or He flashed me. So you're going to be able to see some things about heaven, some keys to the kingdom, maybe some open. He's going to share some secrets with you. He says, because you believe, He says He will keep sharing with you more and more and more and go as high as you want into the heavenly realm. So that's what I got.
Wow. I want to add to that, because the Holy Spirit, as soon as we were going to start playing telephone with Emily, told me Emily is so special to God because of her faith. She is a very strong listener. She listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and she did not even know she was listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. But you have a big heart, and your heart is perfect in Him, Emily. Your heart is perfect in Jesus because you listened to Him, and by faith you obeyed to call on His name and say, Jesus, I want you. You spoke His name by faith, and because you have that faith in Him, you obeyed the voice to follow your heart, who was leading you to Jesus, and so you have a very, very special place in God's heart and in His kingdom, and He is going to reveal to you His plans for you in His kingdom, and you're going to be used mightily because of your faith, your faith in Him, and your faith to walk, you know, to walk in the supernatural. You're walking in the supernatural already, and you don't even know it. And because you're walking in the supernatural by faith, He is going to enlarge your territory. He's going to enlarge your heart. He's going to enlarge your vision. He's going to enlarge your path. And He's going to use you mightily because you're allowing Him to use you. So His blessing is going to shower you moment by moment, and just receive His blessing. Receive His favor. It's surrounding you because of your faithfulness to Him. And so be encouraged, be blessed, and say, come, Lord Jesus, because He's about to come for us, and you're going to be used mightily, mightily in the tribulation time when things get crazy here on earth for the unbelievers, for those who are left behind.
Amen. And I want to say, Emily, I was asking God for a word for you, and the Lord said, listen to Jason. Jason is a gift to you, sweetheart. You're so blessed to have him. Jason had all of us praying for you in the chat room a couple months before you got here. And he loves you. He loves you, and he loves the whole family. He loves everybody in the family. And you're just really blessed. So you're so blessed that you have him. He knows a lot about the Lord. He can teach you. I wish when I got saved at 15 and a half, I wish I had somebody right there to teach me. But the Lord just had a different path for me. But I just want to say, Emily, don't take Jason for granted. Not that you do, honey. I don't know, you know, I don't think you do, but I'm just saying the Lord's impressing upon me to tell you to let him teach you in a short amount of time. You know, we could be taken today. But you're really blessed to have Jason. He has sound biblical doctrine. He knows his Bible well. He has a great balance of love and power and strength. a lot of times people that are really powerful in the Lord, sometimes they don't have enough love, you know. But when you have somebody with a lot of love and a lot of power in the Lord, you're blessed to have a friend like that. So God bless this family. God bless you, Jason and Emily, and everyone in the family, that everybody would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and get raptured together in Jesus' name.
Amen. I have a word for her. Emily, stay close in my love, little precious one. How refreshing to have such a sweet young one with such faithfulness. Know I am always with you, in your sweetheart and by your side, a delight to me indeed. A beautiful eternity awaits you. I love you, your Savior and Abba.
Beautiful. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is Hannah. He says, Emily, how I've longed for you. He says, how I've longed for you, and you're finally here. Mm-hmm. You're giving me such joy.
Aw, that's nice.
I have you in my heart, he says.
Beautiful.
I will never leave your side. I have you in the palm of my hand. Sorry, he just keeps giving me stuff to me.
Sweet.
Emily's getting a lot of really beautiful words in the chat room. Thank you, church. Jesus has a lot to say to Emily. He really does.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. She's rare.
Emily, this is a place you can come until the Lord gets here. We can pray for you at school. We can pray for anything you need prayer for. And just consider that your new family, we got your back. You know, we help you out. We love each other here. And there's lots of people your age. Roman right now, who's giving you a word, he's 17. Oh, no, he just turned 18. He's in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Some people here, besides the chat room, they hang out on Skype and FaceTime and on Facebook. So, you know, it's not just relegated to this 4 hours a day, but it's more than four. We stay in the chat room for, like, 7 hours.
Wow.
Leah, are you going to have a word for us later, perhaps, Leah? No pressure. I think I'll play a worship song. Does anybody else on the phone have a word? I think everyone gave a word, except Leah, and she may be busy, but she may not have one either. So I'm going to play a song we can worship the Lord to, and then we will come back. So,
I know Emily I know Emily likes the song "I'm Coming Home." If you want to, did you put that one on there, or on the night chat?
Good song.
Oh, I said, I don't know if you put that song, I'm Coming Home, on the night chat, but I know she likes that one.
Oh, which song?
The one, I'm Coming Home, or the Skylar Grey one I sent you. Did you put that one?
Yes, I'm Coming Home, that version, yeah, the one that you gave me. Okay, I'm going to look for it. I'll play that one for Emily. I'm looking for it right now, sorry. I uploaded it, but then Blog Talk quit letting me upload songs for some weird reason. So I hope I got that one on here. I definitely listened to it in my iTunes. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, here it is. I'm Coming Home. This is for you, Emily. I'm coming home. And we worship the Lord during this song, and we dedicate it to Emily.
Okay.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
Back where I belong. I never felt so strong, eh? Feeling like it's nothing that I can't try. And if you feel me, put your hands high, 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 hey. And if you feel me, put your hands high, high, hey. Yeah. This is my story, this is my song. If you ain't got the heart, don't attempt to try to sit home. It's just a poem from a man once living wrong. Now I'm in the zone, tell the world I'm coming home. It's been a long time coming, been a long time coming. This song feel like the greatest of all time coming. Cause I do it B-I-G-I, remember we would be high. Who would've thought that we'd be running rap when we was knee high? To appreciate the sun, you gotta know what rain is. Oh, cause I'm famous, you don't think I know what pain is. But I bounce back, would you look at that? I take my spot at the top and I ain't looking back.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming home.
Hey, confused and like I was losing my mind. But one thing I never lose is my grind. My closet need a lot of cleaning now. I can't sleep cause I don't like the shit I dream about. Hey dear Lord, please help me get the demons out. And then let me get my genius out and get back to what I had. If my goods outweigh my bads, do you think that my mistakes is on even out, even out? I guess try and see this on my diary. I'm living for my kids, now they is just as fly as me. Talk well, wonder if Andre Herrera knew how great that I would be when he fired me.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. Yeah.
Africa.
When I was listening to the song, God said, can you imagine how much I love this one? That's for Emily. He says, what plans I have for her.
Wow.
Yeah, he said it so tenderly. Yes, during the song, he says, can you imagine how much I love this one? And what great plans I have for her. And he said it just like a father would say about a daughter he's proud of. Yeah. Yeah.
Emily, you were born for me. This was the purpose of your life, Emily, was to be born so that you could poof in front of the entire planet so that they would know that Jesus took you and he's going to take others. And wow, it's such a prophetic blessing that you're here with us. You don't even know.
Yes.
Really. I don't know if you fully comprehend it. But
Well,
Alana is suggesting that we do communion for Harvard, you know, about what's going on at Harvard right now. I'm sure everyone's aware of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to the link. You know, Chris Potter is good at doing that. Chris Potter's if you could please post the bit about what's going on at Harvard right now. Let's just do communion, and like Alana said, and really lift up that situation together. So, can somebody do communion that's on the line?
Yes.
Are you hearing that noise?
There's somebody talking in the back.
I know. Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to mute and see what's going on.
You can't hear too good. Yeah.
Yeah, let me see. How about... Okay, I think it was Keith, so I muted Keith. Okay. Wait, no, it's not Keith.
No, it's not.
Let's see if it's Carol. Okay, I think it was Carol. Okay. All right, can you hear me now, Pat? Can everybody hear me in chat?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Chris, for posting the link. This is what's going on at Harvard right now, and we're going to go ahead and lift that up. So do I need to do communion, or is someone else going to do it? We have Pat and Leah and Keith and Carol on the line. Who would like to do communion?
Carol.
All right, Carol hung up. All right. So, Lord, we thank you so much that your body was broken for us. You bled and died to give us life and to take away our sin. And we are currently grateful for that sacrifice on the cross. And if you want to go grab a cracker and some juice, or you could do air communion where you just pretend like you have it in your hand. Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, that he said, here, take, eat. This is my body broken for you. So go ahead and break the bread symbolically if you need to, or have a real peace. And thank you, Jesus, for being broken for us on our behalf, and we receive that into our bodies, and we take and eat of that. And he said, here, take this, drink this, do this in honor of me. Drink the blood that spills, and it's a new covenant of grace spilled for you. We are as white as snow because Jesus became a sacrificial lamb. He bled and died so that we could be perfect and holy, and we are if we believe that what he did on the cross was enough. So we thank you, Jesus, and we drink this, the blood, the sacrifice in Jesus' name. We thank you. We worship you, Lord, and we want to lift up. Let's pray for the Harvard situation. Everybody's unmuted. Can I have prayers for that situation right now, if it's on your heart? If you're in the chat room and you can pray a prayer as well. We prayed earlier, but we could pray more because Alana wanted to. This is Alana's request. Mm-hmm. So it's right down the street from where Alana works, so it's really on her heart, Harvard is. So, Father, we just pray that the works of darkness will not prevail, even with this ceremony going on. We pray. I pray for Lucian, the leader. I saw him interviewed. He's a beautiful-looking person, Lord. We just we pour the blood of Jesus over Boston and Harvard, like Alana's saying. We pray for this guy, Lucian, who's leading it, that you would get him with your love, Jesus. He's not our enemy. He's not our enemy. He's our friend, and you're going to make him our friend, and you're going to save him, because all of RCC is agreeing right now together that this man would be saved. And everybody that attends that ceremony, they would understand what darkness is so that when they come to the light, they'll be so appreciative of what Jesus has done for them. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're allowing darkness to be seen, but you're going to show a glorious display of your light. In Jesus' name we declare it. We rebuke all the works of darkness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we take authority over every power of darkness and sin that would try to cover Boston and this area, and we come against it with the power and the authority and the love and the blood of Jesus, and we say, you will be saved, each and every one of you that is participating in this evil, grievous act against our Lord Jesus. Most of you are doing it out of ignorance. Some of you are doing it because you don't know, but we are declaring that you will know Jesus Christ and you will receive and love him in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Agreed.
I have a prayer, too. Lord, the other day when I saw that thing on the news about that, about the rituals, Lord, you showed me their spirit. And when I looked into their spirits, I saw a bunch of kids who didn't know what they were doing. I saw that there was this immature thing they thought would be fun, and they wanted to be unique, and they want attention. So I asked, Lord, that you show them, Lord, ask Jesus that you appear for them in their dreams, Lord. Show them, Jesus, who you are. Show them the power that you have. Show them visions of you. Show them, you know, experiences of heaven or hell or whatever they need, Lord, to come to you, Lord, to see that you're the greater one, that you shine above all that, Lord. And show them that this stuff, Lord, is it's childish, it's immature, but more importantly, Lord, it leads down a dark path, something that they're not equipped to handle, that they don't even know anything about. Show them the truth, Lord, that your mantle break any of that bondage that's over them. And show them the truth, that they can see the light, and then they'll appreciate you. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus, and we thank you so much for doing that for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, just fall on this place. Possess every one of them in the name of Jesus. Enemy of our salvation, you've got some strong prayer warriors here. And whatever it takes, we're asking God to just break this. And whatever experiences we go through, we know that your grace, Lord Jesus, can penetrate to the very core of whatever problems or whatever people are doing. So if you have to send them Shekinah glory, or if you have to give them visions and dreams, we're asking you to do this. Enemy of our salvation, you're going to lose, because we're praying that all these souls will belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as long as someone is praying powerfully to rebuke you in the name of Jesus, then those souls will know Jesus in due time, because we have asked this in confidence, enemy of our salvation. So you lose. In Jesus' name, amen. Done.
Yeah, amen. You know, Alana was so amazing, because we prayed earlier for Harvard because Deborah Somerset was requesting it. And then we prayed earlier in the chat room, but Alana was on her heart again. she said in a private message, she said, Judy, can we do communion for this Harvard thing? And now she sensed that the prayer that we all just did, she sensed that, the answer to this prayer is done. So she said, thank you, RCC. And that's her area. So I really appreciate everyone's prayers. I feel a relief, too. I really love what God told you, Keith. And what God told Keith about it, that's just, they like Tressie said in the chat room, Tressie said, forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing.
I was going to say that,
so we love you, Lord. Thank you, everybody, for your prayers. We have a request, Keith. Since, Keith, you work a lot in the area of spiritual gifting, Jason wanted to know if you could tell Emily what her spiritual gifts are, if the Lord would show you that. Because we know that's one way that you operate. So I don't know if you want to know something more about Emily, but Jason requested that I ask you.
Yeah, definitely. The thing that jumps out at me is that Emily's a feeler. Okay, she's not a thinker, she's a feeler. So right away I get that Emily has really strong discernment, which is really rare for someone that's doing Christ. It's for some reason that's the first thing the Lord just shared with me just now. Super, super strong discernment. So Emily, discernment means that you're going to be able to walk into a room and sense if there's good or evil there, if there's angels around, you know, you can feel the energy in the room. You know, you feel things when you talk to people. You can feel if there's light of God there or if there's not, you know. So it's important to surround yourself with things that make you feel good and people that nourish you and love you, which you're doing, you know. You can sense things. So you're going to be able to feel if something is good or evil. You can feel Jesus' energy. Also, when you praise Jesus, which you should, you know, lift up your hands or your heart or whatever and just praise him. Praise him over and over. Say, I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. And God says that he's going to be able to, he's going to do the same thing with you that I experienced, is that you're going to be able to see the throne open up and the energy is pouring down from Father God. So praise him and praise him, and you're going to feel his, first you'll feel his energy of love and light, and then you'll start to sense his energy flowing down from heaven. You've got, for some reason, your gifting is all about heaven. Oh, he's also said you're prophetic. I just got that. So, which makes interesting. So you've got the gift of discernment, discerning God's energy wherever you go, and then also places where you don't discern it, so you'd avoid those places, or you can praise God and overrule him with God's love. And then also your gift of prophecy. He told me you have the gift of prophecy. So this means that you're going to get some dreams. When I asked him about dreams or vision, he just showed me more dreams. So you'll probably get dreams about things that will come true in the future, whether concerning the rapture or the tribulation stuff. He says you're going to get some tribulation stuff too. So, and then we heard earlier, Carol revealed some prophetic stuff that you're part of the 144,000. That's the group of people that are going to work with Jesus in the end times to bring lots of souls and do miraculous, powerful gifts of healing and all kinds of things, do miracles. So you're going to have gifts. You'll be doing gifts of miracles in 144,000. You have the gift of discernment. And so that's just naturally the way you feel about things. You'll sense it. And then you're going to have the gift of prophecy. So ask God to give you prophecy. Tell him to give you dreams about the future and things that are going to come true. So you've got some pretty strong gifting already right there. I think that'll keep you busy for a while. Thank you, Lord, for sharing that.
Very good. Excellent.
Thank you so much, Keith. This is such a blessing, man. I gotta tell you, RCC is the coolest place. We have the coolest group of people with gifts, and you never know what flavor of ice cream you're gonna get. You know, it's my favorite ice cream store. It really is.
Yep. You got that right.
Thank you, Keith, for blessing Emily with that. Jason was really blessed, too. You're incredible. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's see. We have, I was just going to say, people in the chat room are really feeling like a release from the prayers that we prayed for Harvard, and I'm feeling it, too. It's beautiful. And Rojo said that she walked into a room with an open window a few minutes ago, and the birds were chirping loudly. And it's unusual because it's getting dark. So that's
true.
That's a sign right there. That's wonderful. I believe that's a sign of the answer to the prayers that we were praying. Wow. Mm-hmm. No one can keep God out. Rojo said, Jesus is right in the midst of a gathering at Harvard, and no one can keep God out. And it's true.
Amen.
They can't.
Amen. I can't.
Yeah, and I want to thank Alana for, thank you, Alana, for actually bringing that to our attention, because I think it's really cool how she brought to our attention what's something that was on her heart about God that we as a church can tune into and pray for and bring down the blessings on. I thought that was just, thank you, Alana, for that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Alana. Everybody in the chat room, even if you're not on the phone, if you feel a stirring in your spirit, private message me or just say it here in the chat room. Say, hey, can we do this? And I'm going to play, Tressie Tressmark sent We Go Together by Grease. So I'm going to play that song. And Rojo said Sir Bell was right about the birds. Sir Bell talked about the birds, and then we ended the show with the birds chirping. That was very prophetic. And we're going to play Grease as a request from Tressie. And it's called We Go Together. Now, I will tell you, Tressie, I downloaded it exactly as you gave it to me, and it doesn't really come in very well, but we're going to play it. Let's see. Hope it comes in better this time.
My name's Einstein. A boogie 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 shooby doo wop shba. Chang 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 and a chang shba. We'll always be like one.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I had to stop the song early. Tressie, I promise you, if we're here tomorrow, I will play both of your songs that you sent me. They're awesome. And I'll play them all the way, okay? So, but if we only have 17 seconds, Spirit and the Bride say,
Lord,
come
we love
fetch
you,
us, Lord. Come and get us. Love
you.
Y'all.
Love you, Judy. Love everybody.
Love you,
love
everybody, everybody, everybody,
love
everybody, everybody. Love you. Chat,
love
phone,
you,
everybody.
Love you, Pat.
Love you,
Leah.
Love you,
Keith. Love you, Judy.
Love
you, Leah. Love you.
Love you, Alana.
Yeah, love you.
Love
you, Lord. So many people to name.
Love you, Tanya.
I love all you guys.
Come after us, Lord. Love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.